Joe Woods has a tough job during training camp. The Vikings may bring as many as 18 defensive backs to Mankato. And when the preseason concludes, Woods, in his 10th season as an NFL coach, must narrow his group down to as few as 10.
Yeah, that's normal for the secondary to have those many guys. We normally carry about 10 corners, 7 or 8 safeties. The biggest thing I try to do with those guys in the offseason is make sure they get equal reps. It's an opportunity for us to evaluate where they're at, see if they're playmakers, see the things that they struggle with. So for me, it's easy. It's not hard to keep track of. We definitely give guys reps. We have a lot of nickel periods. We have a lot of other periods that coach puts us in. So that's not a problem for us.
One guy within that group who did pose a problem last year, for opponents that is, safety Harrison Smith.
He came in as a rookie, started right away, did a great job, made a number of big plays, 2 interceptions, returned for a touchdown. He's a very confident player, very football aware. He's like having a quarterback on the defense. The thing I like about Harrison is he has swagger. You know, he has that swagger, he has that little edge. Things don't get to him, the lights aren't too big for him. He showed that coming in as a rookie, but that confidence that he has, that swagger that he has, everybody on the team sees it. And right now, he's really one of the team favorites.
Speaking of favorites, the Vikings identified Xavier Rhodes as their favorite corner in this year's draft. That's why they wasted no time making him a first-round pick.
He flashes, and it's normal for young guys when they come in. At Florida State, they ask him to do certain things within their cover scheme. So he hasn't had a lot of exposure to some of the things that we've done. So as we introduce those defenses, obviously the first time, you know, there's a little bit of struggle because he's learning to use the techniques that we use. But each day he gets better. The more we drill it, the more experience he gets in practice in terms of playing that coverage, the better he gets. But for every rookie going into their first year, it's always learning on the run.
While Rhodes continues to learn his new defense, the starter on the other side, Chris Cook, is looking forward to a healthy and productive 2013.
Chris is going to his fourth year, but I think he's only played 18, 20 games. So he's really played a year and a half in terms of experience. With Chris, you see his how he progresses during the season. Things start to come together for him. He starts to make plays, and then all of a sudden, you know, injuries. First year with the knee injuries, last year with the broken forearm. Hopefully this year for Chris, you know, he can stay healthy, looking for big things from him. He's matured. He's more professional in his approach to the game, and he's starting to be a leader in the back end.
With two big physical cornerbacks in Cook and Rhodes, in combination with a star at safety in Harrison Smith, Woods is anxious to tangle with the talented passing attacks that live within the NFC North.
Having Green Bay and Detroit, they're two of the best pass offenses in the NFL. So we've done a good job against those guys at times. At other times, we struggled. But right now, we have a lot of talent in the back end. We have a lot of speed. We have a lot of size. So we'll be able to match up with guys a little bit better this year. And as guys gain experience, we should do fine.
On the outside at cornerback, the Vikings seem set. It's the inside nickel corner, vacated by Antoine Winfield's departure to Seattle, that will host a robust camp competition. Second-year player Josh Robinson seems like a good fit, but others are in the mix too.
Right now, we're cross-training Josh to play inside the nickel position. Obviously, losing Antoine Winfield, we have to fill that position. So right now, he's in competition with Jacob Lacey, Marcus Shirelles. We're also playing some of the younger guys, Rod Williams inside. But we're just trying to rotate those guys through, Bobby Felder, and to see who can play that position. Right now for Josh, it's new for him, but he's doing a great job picking it up. He gets a little bit better every day.
Another position that will be earned through a competition this summer is the starting safety spot next to Harrison Smith.
Well, right now, we're just trying to give everybody an opportunity, just let them compete, see who makes plays on the field, see who can execute their job, see who plays with a lot of energy. So right now, we're gonna continue to do that throughout training camp and just let it sort itself out on the football field. Mistrell Raymond played well for us last year until he got the injury, and he came back and played well for us towards the end of the year. Jamarca did a great job for us last year. And the biggest thing is just having experience. And for Jamarca, he started the previous year for 16 games, but that was his first year starting. And everybody always asks me about Jamarca, and I just tell them, you know, when you got your first job, well, you better year one or year two. And year two, obviously, you're better because you have experience, and that's what happened to Jamarca. He had confidence because he played the year before for 16 games, came back, knew what to expect, believed in himself, and he had a tremendous year last year.
While Coach Woods may have a tough job ahead of him at training camp, he at least makes the expectations for his players clear.
Our goals always really year in and year out. We want to make sure that we do our job, we make the plays that we're supposed to make, and we play fast and physical. If we do those three things, at the end of the day, it's going to sort itself out, and we should play at a high level, play good defense. So in terms of, you know, the NFC Championship, getting to the Super Bowl, those are all things that we talk about as a team. But individually, as a secondary, we want to make sure we're doing our part. And the biggest thing we can do is do our job and play fast, and everything will work out.